Here with Margaret Court, they just showed her statue.
Yeah.
And I was telling you about Lea Pericoli, and you were telling me something about the Italian Open.
Well, I used to play against Pericoli and played many times in Italy and the Italian Championships. And I remember winning the singles, doubles, and mixed three times in a row. So I got to keep the inaugural trophies, which are now around the Margaret Court Arena up there. And they're the most beautiful trophies. And everybody talks about them because they had all the old great champions all around the bottom. And I remember taking them and them sending it home, because back then, if you won it three times in a row, you got to keep it.
Sure.
And so they're magnificent trophies. So I always look at them and think, you know, singles, doubles and mixed three times in a row, that wasn't easy to do.
You never came back to Italy after that?
I never played in Italy after that. And I think, you know, we sort of open tennis came in. And back then, I think it took some years to establish everything again, but I never went back and played in Italy after that.
And without playing, have you been as a tourist?
Yes, I got that award, the Golden Racket,
uh-huh,
probably about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And so we came back then.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the most difficult match that you won in Italy, if you remember, out of those three finals? There was one more difficult?
I think one year I played Maria Bueno.
Bueno, yeah.
And she was La Bueno, and the Italian people loved her because she was like a ballerina. And I remember that was a very difficult match because I was playing the crowd as well as playing the game. And that meant a lot to me to win that particular one.
Yeah. And out of your all of your slams, there is one that stands out in particular or not? I mean, 13, I think, Australian Open, 24, all of them, you know?
Probably the Wimbledon final in 1970 with Billie Jean King. And that was the year I won the Grand Slam.
1978 or something like
1970.
That?
1970.
Yeah.
And I won all the four in the 1 year. And I had a feeling that I could win the Grand Slam that year. And I'd torn my ankle in the final, and I'd slipped. And I remember sort of they said they could put an injection in, and it took 2.5 hours. And there was no tiebreakers back then. And so I won it 13... 11, 14, 12. And so it was a long match, and I think everybody just sensed the electricity that was there in the Wimbledon Centre Court.
Yes, one last question.
One last question, sorry. We'll go back to our commitments.
Yes, if you don't take it. One last question is, you think Serena, who is now with 18 slams, can reach 24, or is she's a bit too old to do it, in your opinion?
I don't know. She, I think it's Graf or Navratilova. She's got to reach their record yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not easy. Everything has to be right, and you have to be feeling good. And there's a lot of good young ones coming through at the moment. So
okay.
I mean, maybe she could.
Many
I don't know.
Thanks. I hope you have learned also some Italian words. Ciao.
Ciao.